What's up, y'all? Kelly D's. 15th time I recorded this, just so you guys know. Just so you guys are aware. 15th time I recorded this. All I'm trying to say is, y'all, we about to get into episode 2. I want to thank everybody that has supported the transition from the Embrace Black podcast to Vibe with D's. This was something that I did because I feel like I needed to just be my authentic self a little bit more. And I just wanted to tell y'all thank you for that. For real. Thank you so much for that. It truly has made the transition a little bit easier than I thought it was going to be because all of y'all still love me so much. And if you're new here, welcome. Welcome to Vibe with D's. And you don't know anything about what used to be here before that. So y'all, let's go ahead and get into episode 2. I hope you guys enjoy the episode and peace and love. What's poppin', y'all? Kelly D's here, Vibe with D's. We are doing a special segment. First of all, let me say thank you to everybody that listened to the first episode of the new podcast, formerly Embrace Black podcast, but switched it up because we kind of went away from the whole concept of only promoting kind of content centered around Black community engagement and empowerment. Still heavily into that, 100%, never gonna not be a Black woman, that is who I am, but decided to flip it so that it was more about just my personal experiences in the world, in my life, encounters with other people's, things that I've been through, might go through, friends and family experiences, so on and so forth. So I decided to call this Vibe with D's for that reason. If you have not yet checked out that first episode, please take some time, go over and check that out. Come back here with me and then we can get on to this episode. So one of the things that I used to do on the Embrace Black podcast was a segment that I called Cruising with Kelly D's. And I'm in the car right now. I had a doctor's appointment today, guys, and it's a beautiful day in the DMV area. It's about 64, 65 degrees outside. I had some meza, went and got some boba tea, and I'm about to go back home, get my pups. We're going to head out the house, go take a walk in just this beautiful sunlight, give thanks to the Most High God for another day, and keep it pushing. But I felt compelled to come on and talk to you guys because the appointment that I had today was related to some things I've been dealing with in my health journey, and specifically some back pain that I've been dealing with probably for the past month or so, and how for me, I haven't talked much about this, and I think I'll dedicate one episode to it. I suffer from, and I hate to say suffer, I hate to say that word, I live with, I deal with, I cope with health anxiety. A lot of you old heads might know it to be called hypochondriacs. I'm sure you guys may have heard of that. They recently, within the past 5 or 6 years, re-termed it to mean health anxiety. And so I deal with that on a daily basis, probably for the better half of maybe 10 years or so at this point. I think I've dealt with it. It could be a little bit less time. I'm not exactly sure, but I definitely have dealt with it, and I'm currently dealing with it right now. A couple of years ago, in 2021, I did have a depressive episode directly related to my health anxiety and something that I was going through medically at that time. I had to call on my tribe, called, you know, my family members, come and help me to just get me together. My wife came back from Europe to be with me. She had recently, you know, left. We had an amazing time together. She came back to be with me for that time period as I was going through a lot of medical diagnostic testing to see what was going on with me. And all of that wrapped into just what it's like to really live with health anxiety. It's a crippling feeling, guys, to have things that you're dealing with in your body and then to have them enhanced by this very real and very, again, crippling feeling of despair when it comes to things happening within your body and your health. Not everybody suffers from this. There are people that deal with emotions related to, you know, their health, but with health anxiety, things are heightened to, you know, the umpteenth power, the 100th power, and it really just feels like you're choking in a way on, you know, your thoughts, on the idea of your mortality, of existence. It's all wrapped up into one, and I can say, for me personally, this journey has been something that has been very taxing on me mentally. So much so that I do know that I still need to deal with speaking to somebody therapeutically. So going to a certified health professional that deals with individuals that are coping with and trying to live happily with health anxiety. There are people out there that do believe that health anxiety is curable, that this is something that, you know, you don't have to live with. And there's a part of me that believes that as well, but there's also a part of me that would rather be fully accepting of the fact that this is something that I do deal with and may deal with until God calls me home. But it doesn't have to be the deciding factor of every single aspect of my life while I'm still here. And a lot of the time when you are dealing with health anxiety, when you are trying to live successfully with it, you do have this feeling that every single moment of your life is encapsulated by it. Every thought that you have, every single physical feeling that you literally have, your health anxiety can take that and flip it into something that it doesn't need to be. And I'm currently dealing with that literally at this moment today. I'm scheduled to go get an MRI next week after my insurance approves the, you know, the MRI. I have to go and get the MRI to figure out what's going on with my back. And the first thing that comes to my mind is kidney cancer, is, you know, spinal cancer, is anything related to the possible worst case scenario. And when you have health anxiety, that is just it shoots high on the list of things you don't want to necessarily be thinking about. But it's hard to not think about it. Sometimes you put yourself in a position where it's all you can think about, if we're being quite honest. Some days, even in moments of joy, I'm shifted 180 almost in my mind by the thought of, oh my God, do I have this? Oh my God, do I have that? oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I've dealt with all sorts of thoughts related to, you know, what could potentially create an experience where my life is not as relaxing as it might seem, you know? So I thought to myself, I was like, you know, this is something that has taken up a very large portion of my mental space. And the biggest thing is trying to find ways to create positive energy around it, and also ways to help others. I don't like to think about people sharing like traumatic energy, like bonding off of traumatic energy. That's not really kind of how I like to think about finding your tribe. But I think when you're dealing with things such as health anxiety, you really need to be around people that understand you, because sympathy is one thing, but empathy truly changes how you experience something and how a community of people are going to relate to you. So in thinking about that, I was like, you know, I really feel like I have to do something to turn this energy that I have regarding this into informative, educational material to help others and to help myself. Like, how can I talk about this in a way that is literally going to help me to understand how to deal with it better, along with continuing to acknowledge the reality of living, right? Things are going to happen to my body as I age that would not have necessarily been so when I was a kid, you know? And I have to find the median ground of, okay, what is going overboard with regard to my health? What is not enough with regard to my health? And what is that nice medium ground where I'm acknowledging that something could potentially be happening to me, that it doesn't have the potential to take my life, or that, excuse me, it's not 100% that it's going to take me out of here, but that if I don't deal with it, that I'm slacking or I'm lacking somehow with regard to my health, right? And the only way that I could really think about that was doing a podcast. So I decided to start a educational podcast, and I am going to call it I Feel It, I Have It, I Will Fix It. And it's going to be an educational podcast on living with health anxiety and hypochondrianism and all the things that come along with it. So this is going to be unlike Vibe With These, which Vibe With These is literally the raw deal me. It's raw dog me, right? This is going to be a space where I do think about, you know, episode structure. I do think about topics, because I want this to be something that does not just serve me. This is not a selfish endeavor at all. In a way, it is for me, because again, I want to find a way to help myself learn how to create positive energy around the reality of living with health anxiety. But it also needs to be an educational tool for people that are not yet where I currently am, that may be the 2021 version of me going through a very real depressive episode and feeling like literally there's no one to turn to, that nobody understands, that you know, I can't work, I can't eat, I can't function, literally to the point of, again, and that'll be another episode. I definitely know that I'm going to do an episode on the new podcast where I do thoroughly go through my experience when I have my depressive episode. But on here as well, just a much shorter version that takes you through what I went through, because it was a big deal. It was a big deal. And how I even got there, what I was dealing with, health-wise, medically, what I was going through at the time in my body, what I was going through in my mind, all of that. I want to do maybe a 15 to 20 minute episode on that, on here on Vibe With These. But, just today in this moment, I had a pretty rough night last night dealing with the mental side of health anxiety. And again, all the ways that Google is not your friend. Like, let's talk about it. Google is, you know, the internet. God bless the creator of the internet. God bless him or her, they, whoever. God bless them, because we have been, the access of information we have because of the internet is amazing, you know? Like, the level of knowledge, you can learn anything, right? You can literally learn anything, but not everything that you learn should be things that you receive as fact, right? And I think that when you look for answers on Google, as I a lot of the times do, living with health anxiety, it can put you in a downward spiral. It truly can. And I went on a little adventure last night, and I know that I should not do that. I preach to myself constantly, even while I'm scrolling or typing in whatever I'm typing, like, girl, you know you should not be doing this. You know you do not have no business doing this. And I'll just be doing it, y'all. Like, it's crazy to me how your subconscious is literally trying to save you from your conscious self. And that, look, that's a whole nother episode as well. How the subconscious is really the truest and most pure part of you, trying to save you from yourself. But I went on a little adventure last night, and I manifested, I believe, pain within my body that heightened so much so that I was, you know, just feeling very, very unsettled all night long. I woke up this morning, made a doctor's appointment to my PT doc, my DPM, and got in today at 1:30, and he's like, MRI time. I'm like, okay, let's go. MRI time sounds good to me. That's another aspect of this, you know. The healthcare system, and again, I'm thinking about all this now, and I'm like, yeah, that would make a pretty good episode. You know, just talking about the westernized healthcare system and how it works backwards, in my opinion. It works from least, you know, least worrisome thing to most worrisome thing. And my belief is it should work from most worrisome thing to least worrisome thing. We should start at, let's cancel out that you're gonna die, and then we can get down to, oh, you just got bronchitis, you know? Let's cancel out lung cancer first. Let's do the MRIs, let's look at, do the CTs, let's do all of those things to make sure that you don't got a brain tumor, to make sure that you don't have lung cancer, to make sure that you don't have, you know, pancreatic cancer, or whatever the case may be. And then we'll get to, oh, you got IBS, or whatever the case may be, right? But that's not how Western society works. They start at your toe is sore, when in all actuality, you had some weird melanoma in your foot and now it's spread somewhere. That's the opposite of everything to me. But that's why, you know, I'm trying to personally relearn how to view what the doctors can and cannot say with regard to my body. Also going through a journey of holistic healing, losing weight, shedding excess weight off of my body, and putting myself in a position to live more holistically, getting away from the processed foods and eating more plant-based diet, not a lot of meat, not a lot of sugar, all those things that do cause, you know, and they do tell us a lot of the time, guys, some of the stuff we go through, some of the stuff we experience, it really do be our own fault. Whether we know it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not, for years and years and years and years, I am no longer a smoker. At one point in life, I did smoke. I don't know why I smoked, but I did. I feel like it was a faddish thing back in the 90s and early 2000s when I was in my early 20s to smoke. But they told us on the side of the package, you know, warning, smoking has, you know, carcinogenics in it. It will cause cancer. You can get cancer. It's a heightened risk of getting cancer if you do this. But you do have a choice to do it if you want to or not. And I'm pretty sure that 99% of us probably did not adhere to that, you know? We didn't take it as seriously as we should have and ended up getting cancer related to smoking cigarettes, you know, tobacco cigarettes or whatever, what have you. There's warning labels on all types of food products, processed food products that tell us, hey, if you ingest this, you're heightening your opportunity, your chances to get this or for this to happen to you. And a lot of the times we just don't care about that stuff. We don't take heed to that. And then we, you know, want to blame everybody and their mama because of something that they actually truly did tell us about. A lot of the times it's our fault, you know? So reversing that to be, okay, how is it that I can change these behaviors, and how is it that I can create a healthier environment for myself, a healthier mindset for myself, right? How is it, why is it, and where does it begin, you know? So this podcast that I want to start, again, it's going to be called I Feel It, I Have It, I Will Fix It, and I'm calling it that, because of just the process of health anxiety and what it looks like to be a Black woman dealing with it every single day. I made it home, guys. I made it home. I'm going to go into the house. I'm going to see my babies. I also went to the boba place. I got some pineapple and fruit tea with some passion fruit boba tea pearls. And, yeah, it's very good. Tachi bubble tea is the name of the place. I love bubble tea. Bubble or boba? Bubble, B-U-B-B-L-E, or boba, B-O-B-O-A. But yes, really, really good. Really, really good tea right here. Also got some coconut water with it. But it's a beautiful day, guys. I just wanted to come out here and say that really quickly, that is what I'm going to be doing. So yeah, I'm dealing with it. I'm dealing with it, guys. I'm trying to, get myself in a place where I am not creating bad mental breakdowns for myself when they could be avoided by simply not putting myself in a position to take on so much front-end anxiety. It's hard. It's a hard thing to do. Also, I'm currently going through the process with my wife for my visa. And not my visa, well, her visa. Our visa as a couple. And just some of the stuff that we're dealing with that. You know, I told her we need to make a podcast, or maybe we can do an episode on Vibe with D's related to the process of, you know, marrying somebody that is not an American citizen and what you have to really go through to get them to be here with you if your route to being together means that your partner would be immigrating to the United States, as opposed to you immigrating to wherever they may be. At this point, I was like, look, let's just move to Africa, because the way that we have so much to do, it feels really insane sometimes dealing with just how rough it seems to be to just be together and happily. It's a little insane to me. But doing that, going through that, I'm going to try to get weekly episodes out, guys, whether or not I have like pure topics or not. Look, we're not even gonna worry about that. Just to get on here and just let you guys know I'm alive. I'm doing well. I'm making it through. I'm blessed and I'm happy. My baby Emmy, she's got some weight she needs to lose. We're about to go in the house, get them, check on some work stuff, and we're gonna go out to a park. I found a really nice park yesterday, guys, where I live at. It's beautiful. It has tons of little ball fields where the kiddies and I'm sure maybe some adults go and they play softball or baseball. They got a really dope skate park out there, guys. So seeing all the people that are doing, you know, their ollies and their ollie's the only thing I know, guys. Kick flips, stuff like that. Oh my gosh, guys. I see the tiger mosquitoes are out. Tiger mosquitoes are out. I need to go to the store and get the tiger mosquito repellent stuff because I want to put that up in the backyard so that I don't have to deal so much with these little tiger mosquitoes this year, because Lord knows they are pests. They are pests. If you don't know what a tiger mosquito is, please go and look it up. It's a black mosquito. They came here from China, I believe, somewhere in Asia, on one of those freight ships, and they're like solid black, and they have these white stripes on their back if you look at them up close. So because of the white stripes on their back, they call them tiger mosquitoes. But they literally can survive in 100 degree weather. Legit, they will be out and sweltering heat, eating your behind up, killing you. Unlike, you know, mosquitoes from our childhood from the 90s, they only hit you, you know, when that sun went down about 7 o'clock, you was about to get ate up. Otherwise, throughout the day, you was fine. You could go here, go there, be in your backyard, be at the park, wherever, be at the pool. You're fine. But no, not now. These black tiger, white tiger, whatever we're calling them, these tiger mosquitoes, you can't be out like that. So I have to find something to kill these little suckers. Something they want to suck on, some sweet stuff that's going to, you know, murder them, you know, for lack of better terminology. But yeah, it's going to take them out. But let me get in here, guys. Much love. Next episode, again, I'm going to try for next week. And I will be putting together episodes for the Health Anxiety Podcast and letting you guys know when that first episode will be out. Be looking out for it, guys, because I think this is going to be something that's truly educational. You might not know that you have health anxiety, and you do, or you might be feeling like you know you have it and you're alone, but this is, I want this podcast to be something that is educational, but it's also a space and a forum for you to get it all out, to not feel like you're alone, to not feel like you're crazy, and to also just feel like you can live, you know? So I appreciate you all and love y'all so much. Again, if you haven't listened to the first episode of Vibe with D's, please go over, listen to that first episode, and appreciate y'all so much. Go out into the world, love somebody today, tell somebody that they look good, smile, whatever, just be safe, be cool, and until next time, peace. What's up, y'all? Kelly D's from Vibe with D's here. Are you looking for a lucrative side hustle where you can create your own schedule, get out on these streets and do what you want to do, when you want to do, how you want to do it, how often you want to do it? Try DoorDash. Become a DoorDash driver
and earn up to $25 an hour on these streets, driving around, delivering stuff for people. Complete 290 deliveries in 60 days, and you get a $600 to $800 bonus, y'all. Who can beat that? You make your own schedule, you do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and you get paid. Don't let this money sit out here on these streets. We got 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, and money is all around us. So go get yours, because I definitely get mine. Follow the link on the audio and go DoorDash today. What's up, y'all? Kelly Dees here, creator and founder of Vibe with Dees. I am here to let you guys know that podcasting is not the only thing that your girl is doing. I am over on Twitch. I am over on YouTube. I am doing big things as a part-time content creator, video game streamer. My name is Kdees Games. That is KDEESGAMEZ. Go on and check me out, y'all. It is 21 and up. I say 21 and up because, y'all, sometimes 18 is a little young, especially when I'm a 36-year-old, young, gifted, and black woman. We keeping it all the way adult. We play all types of very cool games. First-person shooters like Apex Legends. We also play first-person shooters like Warface. We have variety streams. We have community nights that we have with people. It's all fun, all love. So if you are into content creation and you want to see your girl do some cool things, come on over and vibe with Dees at Kdees Games. Again, that is KDEESGAMEZ on Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok.